T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Yes, indeed, we're reunited today, and that means it's time for a football fix. I had a lot of guest celebrities here while Mulsey was gone. I can't even remember all of them. We had the Mongoose, right? Mark Cabali yesterday. We had a little incident, Mulsey, that we'll replay for you later on our latest segment called What Christmas? Yes.
Did you say there he goes at the end of the interview like Cabali hates?
No, I did not say that. Something else happened that was very funny. But let's go. Without further ado, ready, Craigers? All right, from Pro Football Talk, several NFL players are among the world's highest paid celebrities. Who is the highest ranked football player right now? He's number 29 in the world of highest paid celebrities, according to Forbes.
Tommy Brady.
Oh, come on, Mulsey, not even close. We've talked many times about how he takes a cut every year, right?
Then who would...
Because of Giselle. She's the breadwinner in that family.
Oh, man, and if without her, there wouldn't be enough to go around.
No.
Aaron Rodgers. No, Matt Ryan. Matty Ice, okay.
With an estimated $67.3 million.
And that, is that endorsements and salary?
He is so boring. That comes from his contract and, yes, endorsement deals with Nike, Gatorade, Delta, IBM, Mercedes-Benz, and Banana Republic. Why is he so popular?
That's what I mean.
He's not that popular.
He's got all the charisma of a cement block. It's like you leave stale bread on the counter for a couple days, and then you have Matt Ryan's personality. I think he's actually capitalized off of being incredibly boring.
Matthew Stafford is next on the list at $59.5 million. That's amazing. Then Drew Brees. Derek Carr is number 70. Alex Smith is number 72. Who's the first non-quarterback?
Oh, boy. This
You'll never get it.
I have no idea.
Tremaine Johnson.
Yep, I didn't get it.
At $37 million. And then you have Garoppolo, Ryan Tannehill. And Von Miller.
What we learned from this exercise is that it really pays to be a quarterback. You don't even have to be that good.
Answer me this, Mulsey. Let's get a little break in the action.
Can you give me an all right, Mulsey? I come back from vacation.
I know. All right. I'll do that. I'll do it at an unexpected time.
Yeah.
You have a halftime show here? We're taking a break. Any new songs you learned on vacation? Little dance over there?
No.
Nothing?
No, I didn't. But it was amazing to see how many like adults my age without kids were just at Disney World by themselves because one or both of them love Disney World. Like, love the Magic Kingdom, I mean.
You were actually in Disney World?
I was Magic Kingdom one day, Epcot the other day.
Is this a scouting mission for the kid who's coming
along
here? Yeah,
so Alex and I got to see enough really little, like, two and under kids screaming their lungs out to make a joint decision that we ain't going till this kid and then, hopefully... their little brother or sister someday are both like 5 or 6 minimum.
See any alligators?
No! And that's all I wanted to see was one gator. Just one. No gators, no snakes, nothing.
Craigers? That'll do it for our halftime entertainment. The highest paid celebrity in the world last year.
Cristiano Ronaldo.
Nope. I'm talking celebrity. I'm talking anybody, Mulsey. Actors, singers.
It happens to be an athlete,
it does.
And it's not Cristiano Ronaldo. I'll go with
$285 million.
Floyd Mayweather Jr.
Yes, from his fight with Conor McGregor. After him, George Clooney, Kylie Jenner, Judge Judy.
Judge Judy weighs in at four? Judge Judy makes a buttload of money off that show on syndication. Did you happen to see people fawning all over Kylie Jenner as the first, the youngest self-made billionaire in history? Is there a more empty statement than that? Oh, yeah, she pulled herself up from the boot by the bootstraps by being born into a fabulously wealthy family and having a ton of media exposure from the time she was like 12 onward. Ah, but good for her. She really toiled in anonymity.
How does Judge Judy pull in at $147
million? Syndication. That's why everyone on Seinfeld and everyone on Friends doesn't have to work another day in their lives for 20 lifetimes.
What do they get for that?
Jerry Seinfeld made something like 9 figures in syndication last year or something.
What is it per
that.
Episode, I wonder?
Well, it's not. I mean, Jerry Seinfeld was offered $5 million an episode to do a 10th season and turned it down. He made between $60 and $80 million just on syndication just last year alone.
I only get like a dime on my Tales of the Pittsburgh Penguin book. Every time that book sells, I get a dime. It's going to take a while for me to catch Judge Judy.
She's got a racket. She has a racket.
How about Dwayne The Rock Johnson? It was the fifth highest paid celebrity in the world? Overrated, Malzi. Yes.
He's a good action star, and he's got charisma, which you can't teach. Craig, can we agree?
Sucks.
Can we agree? If you're him, you either decide you're going to be really serious as an actor, and you say, "I'm Dwayne Johnson," which gives you sort of license to do more serious film roles in the future if you want to take a dramatic turn, or you're The Rock, and you just kick people's asses for money.
He's got to pick one.
What would you pick if you were him?
The Rock.
Joe, if you were Dwayne The Rock Johnson... You heard what I just laid out to Craig. Either you're Dwayne Johnson and you can act seriously, although Dwayne's not like a real tough guy name, or you're The Rock and you're typecast as an action star your rest of your career. What are you picking?
Action star.
He also wants to run for political office someday. So is he candidate The Rock? Can you imagine The Rock debating somebody?
Mulsey, you're yelling too much here. My ears hurt. I'm sorry. Craigers?
Reunited and it feels so good.
Darrell Revis retires. We're going to get into a little bit of Revis talk later. But Malzi, let me ask you, as a connoisseur of pro football, who's the best cornerback that you've ever seen?
In my lifetime, it's Rod Woodson 1, Richard Sherman 2, Darrell Revis 3, and Charles Woodson's ahead of... everybody but Rod Woodson. It goes Rod Woodson, Charles Woodson, Richard Sherman, Darrell Revis.
You missed one. At least Champ Bailey. In terms of he's up there, but in terms of coverage, how about Deion?
Oh, in my life, yeah. Well, I'm sorry. Rod Woodson and Deion are 1 and 1A because it's hard for me to pick between them.
Yeah.
And then it's Charles Woodson, Richard Sherman, Darrell Revis. There's my five. I can't believe I forgot Deion.
You weren't alive to see Mel Blount.
Or Ronnie Lott, really.
Well, Ronnie Lott was more of a safety.
Or did he play corner?
He played a little bit of corner. He did. He's listed as
Mel
both
Blount
in late in his career, but he was a safety.
If I could pick three players from yesteryear to have actually seen, you know who I would pick in their primes? Jim Brown, Gale Sayers, and Mel Blount, believe it or not.
Thank you for participating.
You're welcome.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.